Welcome, guys, to another edition of The Past is History.
If it's your first time tuning in with us, every week we'll be going over a historical and pretty important event in history.
The event we're going to be talking about today, the Industrial Revolution. Now, next up, please welcome Professor Agat, who will be interviewing Noor, the great-grandchild of a woman living during the 18th century.
So, hello, Noor. I heard you just had found your great-grandmother's diary, which talks about her daily life experience during the Industrial Revolution in the 19th century in Britain. As you may probably know, I'm an Industrial Revolution researcher at your university, and I would like to know more about your ancestor's experience and her point of view during this era.
Hello, Professor Agat. It's a pleasure for me to talk about my grandmother, my great-great-grandmother, which is truly inspiring for me and my family. Her name was Catherine. She was born in the first half of the 19th century. She started working in a big textile factory after the death of her husband. As her five-year-old son, John, who worked in coal mines.
So, yes, indeed. Most women had no choice but to work in order to help support their families. They mainly worked in textiles and clothing factories, as well as in farms and in coal and tin mines. And as for children, who, as you said, mainly worked in coal mines, since they were easier to manage and control. And they were very useful as laborers because they would crawl through tunnels too narrow and too low for adults. Although some of them worked in agriculture, in factories, they also worked as errand boys, crossing sweepers, and even as domestic servants.
Yes, indeed. Grandma Catherine mentioned a lot in her diary that she could barely see her son because of the long working hours and was desperately worried about her son's health in the mines. Let me read you a paragraph from her diary. So, the 25th May, 1868. Dear Diary, I just came back home from work. It's nearly midnight. I didn't see John for 2 days now. He also works in the coal mines all day long. I always work, but meanwhile, I'm always worried about him. What he does is really dangerous. I'm scared that one day he loses a body part. John is a very smart boy, but he never had the chance to go to school and learn. I'm writing right now, waiting for him to come home. I miss him so much. I hope someday he'll have a better life.
Wow, it's remarkable that your ancestor had the ability to express herself and yet to survive all those horrible things that happened during this period.
Well, the whole family always mentioned how courageous she was, and I wanted to share it with you so you can realize how harsh people lived back then.
Well, yes, in fact, the working conditions, there were no guidelines for health and safety in the majority of factories, especially in coal mines, where most of the laborers were children aged between 4 and 15, and who had to work 16 hours per day at least. Factories were poorly ventilated, the machines were dirty, especially the steam-powered machines, which were mainly responsible for the poor conditions for workers.
It's fascinating that you know that much about children and women during the Industrial Revolution. In her diary, she also said that both of their salaries weren't enough to have food every day after the death of her husband. So she decided to look for another job. And after looking for 6 months, she found one in a domestic service.
Oh, and what about her son?
John continued to work in coal mines until one of the moving parts of the coal mine machines cut one of his arms when he was only 7 years old. He then started to work in selling matches, flowers, and other sheep goods on the streets.
Oh, that's really sad. It's a pity that children at a very young age worked for long hours in dangerous factory conditions for very little money, but I guess it was necessary because they were expected to contribute to their family's income, especially the children of the poor. In fact, they were vital to Britain's economy success.
Wow, I'm actually really shocked that you're talking about the economy success because of children. It's really sad for them because they really work at a really young age. But I think it improved in the late 90s since her son started to go to school.
Yes, indeed. It did improve due to the adoption of several laws. The attitudes towards children shifted further when the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Children was founded in 1889. Since technology improved, there was a greater need for educated people. So the Education Act brought huge changes by putting in place a free and compulsory education system throughout the second half of the 19th century.
Yes, during this period, the society started to develop, but my ancestor had no choice but to continue to work as a domestic servant, and I wondered why.
Yes, unfortunately, women remained for the most part excluded from the trade unions, and unequal pay was the norm, but some of them were still supported by social reformers. But what happened to them in the next few years?
Well, after, she started to have a decent and better life with the help of her son, who at the time worked in an office. As she said, they started to enter in the middle class and everyone had his own place in the society.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you. I really enjoyed talking to you about my family's history.